Hello guys, my name is John, and you're listening to the Tech Leader Pro podcast. It is week 34 of 2024, Sunday the 28th of August, and you're very welcome guys, hope you had a great week. So for several years in the past, I worked with a talented CEO from France. On a regular basis, I heard him refer to Valley guys and doing it Valley style. He had a real fascination with Silicon Valley in the US. As a European, there can be a strange inferiority complex when working in tech. Silicon Valley is seen as the center for tech innovation, while Europe is seen as being a bit of a laggard. Increasingly, our politicians in Europe, most of which are very left-wing, are moving against tech companies via aggressive regulation and fines. And even in recent events, we've seen arrests, with the CEO of Telegram being arrested in France. It's a very strange time to be working in tech in Europe. And honestly speaking, if that trend continues, us European tech leaders will no longer feel inferior, but start to feel embarrassed. But I digress. My French CEO decided he wanted to open a small office in the Valley. He hired two marketing folks there, and he asked me to hire our first engineer in the region. I interviewed a few engineering candidates, and when my boss found out that they wanted 3 or 4 times the salaries of an equivalent engineer in France, he decided he did not want to run a Silicon Valley company after all. It was far too expensive. That was a few years ago. I no longer work in that company. Now I work for a much larger firm with tens of thousands of employees, which is a traditional American company. In spite of it being an American company, however, those leaders still get bright eyes when they speak about us becoming a, quote, Silicon Valley company, in spite of our primary business not being tech. For us, tech is a business enabler. It is not our core business. In spite of this, I once again find myself hiring engineers in the Bay Area that are way more expensive than East Coast or European equivalents. I'm not blaming those engineers for asking for high salaries, of course. It's not their fault. As the reality is, it is very expensive to live in the Bay Area, so their living costs are very high, such as rent and, you know, food and travel and everything is just way more expensive than other parts of the US, let alone Europe or Asia. What I don't understand, however, are the executives suffering from this Silicon Valley envy. Do they really feel that we are not a proper tech company unless we have an office or staff there? It's quite strange, this envy. And it also stems from some kind of a lack of confidence, this inferiority complex is difficult to understand. Over my long career, I have been blessed to work with brilliant engineers from all over the world, from Dublin to Chicago or Bangalore to Tokyo. Location is important for practical reasons, but attitude and talent are way more important. No one location in the world, in my opinion, has a monopoly on those, in spite of the mystique associated with Silicon Valley. In my humble opinion, what the Valley offers that other regions don't offer is a very vibrant venture capital scene. It is easier to get investment in a tech startup in the Valley than anywhere else in the world. There's a lot of capital available. And for those of us who remember the factors of production from our economic studies, you'll remember that one of the factors of production is capital. It's not just about entrepreneurship. You know, everybody can have an idea. Having an idea is cheap, but getting somebody to invest their capital in your idea to make it a real going concern, that's the trick. And that's the trick that the Valley has got figured out in spades. So if you are a young tech entrepreneur struggling in Europe, and there's been many examples of this, immediately what comes to mind is Stripe, the guys who come from my home country, Ireland, you're very tempted to leave your shores and go to the west coast of the US because you know that's where you're going to get investment. And that's where people are going to listen to you who have the capital resources to make or break your idea. So, fellow Europeans, if we want to replicate the success of the Valley, we need to look at our venture capital scene first and fix that. So, what else did I do this week apart from worrying about why is it that people are so envious of Silicon Valley? In terms of my side projects, I didn't really have a lot of time to work on those, unfortunately. So I'll get back to that next week. In terms of media that I've been enjoying, I'm still reading Maelstrom by Peter Watts, which is part two in his Rifter series. So far, it's been absolutely brilliant. I really enjoyed the first book, Starfish, and I'm probably even enjoying Maelstrom a little bit more. It's really, really brilliant. Peter Watts is, in my opinion, one of the best science fiction writers working today. And if you like hard science fiction, with an emphasis on the science, Peter Watts is definitely worth checking out. So a strong recommendation for Maelstrom. Really enjoying that so far. Apart from that, I also got back playing Escape from Tarkov recently. They released a big patch update, which is version 0.15. So I've been having lots of fun playing online with that. And yeah, losing lots of raids. But you know, that's half the experience with Tarkov, as anyone who knows the game will attest to. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. I hope you have a great week ahead, and I will talk to you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.